Number 27 from April 2012, Chinks in the Armor. Having over 500 channels now on satellite TV certainly gives one a veritable smorgasbord of entertainment, but there are still very few things that I actually want to watch. I must confess, however, that I have begun watching some of the weird upper 200s channels lately and have become enchanted with things like American Pickers, Top Shot, and even Swamp People. The one that caught my eye recently, however, is a show on the History Channel called Full Metal Jousting. At first, I wondered if they could possibly be talking about the same thing that I think of when the word jousting is used, but sure enough, they did. We are talking full suit of armor, ride at each other on a horse, and knock one another off the horse with a lance kind of stuff. It looked very much like King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, done modern. I had thought that maybe chivalry was dead, but I found out that it was just sick. I think it is just another excuse for a high-impact, high-violence kind of action. They have made some high-tech improvements to the body armor, however. I remember that one of the issues with the old armor in the days of King Arthur and Lancelot was that there were spots of vulnerability at the movable areas of the joints. These places were known as chinks in the armor. Chinks were places where the plate armor overlapped, but a sword, spear, or knife could be inserted and slid upward to do mortal damage. Seeing how well defended these modern jousters are certainly made me think about how all of us human beings attempt to be well defended in other ways in our lives. We do fear that others will be able to spot the chinks in our armor and do us in, so we defend ourselves. Some folks use anger. They don't just have anger, they are anger. They radiate a shield of hostility that keeps people at a distance. We defend ourselves against shame by perfectionism, so that people will be so impressed by our good works that they won't notice that we're really not good enough. We defend ourselves by making a joke of everything so that people will never get to the serious issues in our lives. We defend ourselves by projecting blame onto others so that our own shortcomings are less noticeable. We defend ourselves by silence, thinking that it is better to keep our mouths shut and have people wonder if we are stupid than to open it up and prove them right. We protect ourselves with material possessions and money, hoping that these things can insulate us against any harm. All of these things may not be as visible as jousting armor, but they are armor nonetheless. With all of these defenses, it appears that it is very important to our culture to not be vulnerable or even appear vulnerable. We tend to see vulnerability and strength as being opposites. We tend to look at vulnerability as being the same as weakness. But this is just not true. Nobody is stronger than a person who allows himself to be vulnerable. A person who makes a conscious choice to be open to all of the emotional experiences of the people around him is exhibiting the kind of strength that only a fully mature and spiritually strong person can make. When we are open to the sufferings of others, we are able to empathize and truly be with them. This was the most surprising and impressive thing about the Lord Jesus. He had divine power, a big title, and the protection of angels at his disposal, yet he chose to set these things aside and not use them to protect himself. He entered the fray of human existence devoid of all divine armor. He battled the forces of evil with his bare hands and at the end with his bare body. His very vulnerability became our salvation. While it is tempting to don our metaphorical suit of armor and be protected, it is not the way of Jesus, and it is not the way of those who follow Jesus. God gives us the strength to be vulnerable so that we can empathize with our fellow strugglers and be with them, just like Emmanuel, God, is with us.